You are listening to the audio production of Prayer, How Praying Together Shapes the Church by John Onwuchekwa, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Crossway and is read by J.D. Jackson. Series Preface. Do you believe it's your responsibility to help build a healthy church? If you are a Christian, we believe that it is. Jesus commands you to make disciples. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Jude says to build yourselves up in the faith. Jude verses 20 through 21. Peter calls you to use your gifts to serve others. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Paul tells you to speak the truth in love so that your church will become mature. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 13 and 15. Do you see where we are getting this? Whether you are a church member or leader, the Building Healthy Churches series of books aims to help you fulfill such biblical commands and so play your part in building a healthy church. Another way to say it might be, we hope these books will help you grow in loving your church like Jesus loves your church. Nine Marks seeks to produce a short, readable book on each of what Mark has called Nine Marks of a Healthy Church, plus a few more on sound, doctrine, prayer, and missions. Look for books on expositional preaching, biblical theology, the gospel, conversion, evangelism, church membership, church discipline, discipleship and growth, and church leadership. Local churches exist to display God's glory to the nations. We do that by fixing our eyes on the gospel of Jesus Christ, trusting Him for salvation, and then loving one another with God's own holiness, unity, and love. We pray the book you are listening to will help. With hope, Mark Dever and Jonathan Lehman, series editors. Introduction. If you were to walk into most churches next Sunday, what would you find? You would hear music and singing. It might be loud or sparse, the songs new or old, yet the basic structure would be almost identical whether you were in Billings, Montana, or Atlanta, Georgia. There would be some sort of sermon. It might be topical, brief, and generally lighthearted, or it might be expositional, long, and generally serious. Depending on the Sunday, you might see a baptism, participate in the Lord's Supper, or engage in a corporate scripture reading. But you know what you probably wouldn't see a lot of, or participate in? Prayer. I don't mean that no one will talk to God, but the prayers will likely be brief and few. A couple of cursory words as musicians and speakers shuffle on and off stage. They will likely be biblical but vague, focusing on the general promises of God for an undefined subset of people. They will likely be informative, but territorial, rarely going beyond the immediate needs of those within earshot. They will likely be emotionally intense, springing forth from the hearts of people who really do have an earnest desire to communicate with their God. The thing is, the prayers won't slow down and linger on the glories of God, His attributes, and His character. They won't meditate unhurriedly on His Word. They won't ask hearers to study their own hearts and confess specific sins. They won't ask God for help to do what only He can do: save the lost, feed the hungry, liberate captives, give wisdom to world leaders, fix broken institutions, sustain persecuted Christians. This is a problem, and it seems many churches simply don't realize how little they pray together, or how little their prayers reflect the big-heartedness of God. I'm reminded of John Stott's description of a prayer service he once visited. Does it sound familiar to you? I remember some years ago visiting a church incognito. I sat in the back row. When we came to the pastoral prayer, it was led by a lay brother because the pastor was on holiday. So he prayed that the pastor might have a good holiday. Well, that's fine. Pastors should have good holidays.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?